Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I don't know how I missed
it. Bushy, blonde hair dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is big and bushy. This is good stuff, man.
Mm-hmm. That was not live for everyone listening. James, how do you do that so fast?
I don't know.
Remarkable.
Honestly, I just have a good memory. Bushy, a good memory for that kind of stuff.
Joe. But I mean, how do you hit the right button that fast?
I remember where they are. You know what I mean? Yeah, I know.
That was
muscle memory.
That was quick.
That was
that was awesome.
I thought it was rehearsed. it was that fast.
Crazy stuff. All right, I got to ask a question. Let me find this. I heard of a trade recently in baseball. And Ben and James, you two guys, as the second and third most knowledgeable baseball people on the show, can inform me if this is a real trade. Because I saw this the other day on Twitter. And I didn't bother.
He just put his glasses on. Did you see how dirty those glasses are?
Dirty.
That's the irony. He slides the glasses on like he can actually see better with the smudge. I mean, as smudgy as any glasses I've ever seen.
It's not good.
They're
right now.
Opaque glasses.
Yeah, not good. All right, so I see this tweet the other day from someone that says that the Giants made a trade. Now, this is so ridiculous because we've heard about, you know, player to be named later and all that stuff every once in a while. So did the Giants really make a trade the other day of Lamont Wade Jr. plus cash considerations traded to the Angels in exchange for a player to be named later or cash considerations?
A lot of options.
Why would
there?
You trade cash for cash?
I don't know. I mean, maybe they're trying for someone else, and if it doesn't work out, then cash.
This is as wide open as any deal has ever been.
What is up with baseball? Like, what is up with the player to be named later?
Ben, is this a pretend deal?
No. John, we've all known like player to be named later is part of baseball trades. Why, Ben? Why isn't a player to be? Why can't it be a player to be named now?
How can you have a deal when you don't have a deal?
That's a great question.
So isn't it normally like a list of like 5 guys and then they get to pick later?
I think it's just the team either wants that player ASAP and we'll work out the details later, or the team that's getting rid of the player just say, we just want this guy out of here, which I can't imagine being the case for Lamont Wade Jr. He's a great guy. He's a good player.
James, why is there cash?
That is wild.
I got cash considerations and player to be named later on both sides of the trade.
Yeah, it's really weird. I mean, nothing will ever beat Kerry Leitenberg getting traded for a bag of balls, but
that happened.
Yes,
that's real.
Kerry Leitenberg got traded for like sports equipment.
No way.
Yes, to the
Come
Braves. Yep.
When was this?
That's like a story
like
that they
20
tell.
Years ago, something like that.
No,
it was a real story.
Young. He was part of that,
and
it
was pretty good for the Braves. Yeah, maybe late 90s, like 25 years ago.
For a bag of balls,
I don't remember
was a real
that.
Thing.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
come on.
Yeah,
I don't remember that.
I
at
swear,
all.
That's like you tell the young kids, you know what? If you keep doing that, you'll get traded for a bag of balls, like so and so. That's not
wow.
And then it's true.
And then did the two players really trade their families one time?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's the Yankees.
But did they then stay? With the other,
so one ended up staying with the new family. The other ones that didn't work out, but the one guy ended up staying with the new family, and that was
kids. Hold like on, it's not on. Just wives; it's kids.
Yeah, the whole thing.
No, what? That's impossible.
Yeah, it was a big story. They're making a movie about it.
I think
Matt Damon and Ben Affleck are making a movie about it. Trying to, at least. I know they were writing it and stuff.
That's insane.
They switched kids.
Yeah.
Wives,
they switched families.
Wives and kids. Families. That's so weird, man.
What year was
this? That's so wrong.
1973 or something like that.
Probably a lot of drugs, so
now
John.
It does make more sense.
What's... Well,
so I guess wrong though.
Look, I think it's terribly wrong. I of course I would never want to do this, but I guess with the whole like free love Woodstock.
Well,
era
that's
thing,
one thing, but flipping the kids—that's the problem. Where are the authorities to say
they've gone too far with the open-mindedness?
I don't know. I don't even like my own kids. I don't want someone else's.
Exactly.
All right. 215-592-9494. Tom from Abington was with us yesterday at the game. Yo, Tom.
Yo, gang. How we doing this morning?
Great, Tom.
Mr. Incredible. Top of the morning to you, lad.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And the rest of the day to you, Laddie.
And there it is.
Tom's daughter, it was great seeing Tom. It was great seeing Skylar. I could not for the life of me.
I'm going to get there, John.
Okay.
I'm going to get there. It was a thrill meeting Jody Mack for the first time. That was the highlight for me yesterday.
Yeah, Jody's the man.
Me too.
Yeah, he's awesome. Skylar, she said that everybody kept asking her if she was in ninth grade or 10th grade.
At least I wasn't that low.
I asked
if she was in 11th, I think.
She's a sophomore at the Fox School Business.
Yeah.
Wow,
can you believe that?
That's
sophomore in college.
Well, it's all right. Joe called a 6-year-old a 2-year-old earlier today.
That's true.
The hammer's in a whole different ballpark all by himself.
By the way, we figured out yesterday, me, Tom, and Skylar. I'm not making this up. We figured out that I am 7-0 in the Are You Smarter Than? Because Skylar and Tom said she came in 2018 and 19.
Incredible waste of time. That you
well, no, we wanted to know because we're doing this in a couple weeks.
Poor Skylar got caught up in this.
Yeah, I'm sure she was thrilled.
She
to
was
be
a back-to-back
right
loser.
In the midst of that.
And yet the closest to beating you still, too. Yes. I mean, she almost beat you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. She probably came the closest, I think. But
you know what? But you know what, Tom?
Close doesn't count. I get
she
it.
She didn't win.
I get it.
Yeah. Thank you.
So I'm standing there talking to John, and I am making this passionate plea that he sees that Joe the Camera is going to shock the world, and he's going to beat John Fritz 3-2 because he has the mental advantage.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
So as I'm explaining this to him, what happens? Here comes Joe the Camera, hobbled with a hole in the back of his foot, limping down the steps.
but I
shot everything to hell.
But I fought through it to run afterwards yesterday.
Like that hobbled guy? That's the guy you're talking about right there?
That was the guy. Did not help my argument, Joe.
It's okay, but I'm a tough guy. It's okay. That's what I do. I persevere.
Yeah, fictional tough guy.
I persevere.
Well, listen, if you got out and ran on that thing yesterday, I'm quite impressed.
I did.
And Yeah, I still say you're going to shock the world, man.
Thank you.
It's kind of like the mental
thing. You're just so misguided.
Well, if I used Embiid as the example. Like, he's a dominant specimen of a man, but he has no mental, and that's why the Sixers can't get out of the second round. It's the same thing.
So you compared Jack Fritz to Joel Embiid.
The bad parts of Embiid.
The mental part, correct.
Yeah.
You know, my arm's going to fall.
And who
off.
Is Joe? Who do
football.
You compare Joe to Camera to?
Aaron McKay. Tough.
No, you don't get to claim an Al.
Gutsy.
Okay, no.
Tough.
No, I'm not allowing
knows
you.
How to play. Knows how to play the game. Cerebral.
Wait, hold on.
Doesn't play with the fastest
Tom,
speed, but
I'm not sure why Joe's answering the question.
Aaron McKay.
Because I don't have an answer, John.
Yeah. Because there is no answer.
Yeah.
There's no real
probably
answer.
Probably not. Yeah. Probably not. I'm going way out on a limb.
But you still think
here,
Joe wins. And
I
you
do.
You can you spent a lot of time trying
I
to
know.
Convince me of this. I actually think you believe this, Tom.
Yeah, I'm gonna die on that hill, John.
Well, you're not going to because
there's something wrong with you.
I'll prove you right, so you won't need to. You won't need to die.
I know you will, Joe. Yeah. I actually believe it.
Are we going to bet you and me, Tom?
Go for it.
Yeah. We'll come up with something for sure.
Well, we're gonna have to because I cannot see.
We got 8 months before this thing happens.
No, yeah, right.
Look, man, we're getting close to golf. I mean, I'm ready in June. So, and I'll be working on my game today. Went out there on the. I haven't played but one time this year, so I do need help. But
I'll get you out on the links and work you out, Joe.
Well, I appreciate that, Tom. You can win this $100 gift card.
Working out,
yeah. Give me a fictional tough guy or gal.
I haven't heard all the answers, but I'll give you probably the oldest person named today. How about Mr. Miyagi?
Yeah, but I wouldn't say that tough. I would say
he beats up Johnny and the three other dudes. Like, he takes
he's
three.
I'm going to give him skilled
and they're
more
wearing
than tough.
Skeleton outfits. Yeah.
No.
They're scary.
Ben, I agree with Joe.
Skilled he's more than tough.
Skilled more than tough.
Yeah.
He becomes he's tough
old
when
man
he's challenged.
Tough. He's old man tough. He's seen the harshness of life.
Yeah, but
like we don't even know what he's seen on Okinawa.
Well, we know a lot. I mean, you learn a lot.
Karate Kid too. You learn a lot.
You learn an awful lot. Had to deal with that brother and had to deal with that father.
Yeah,
there's a lot of bad stuff going on.
Mean guys.
Yeah, I mean the father wasn't in the second one, but you could tell
they figured it out.
Yeah, you could tell that. Well, they did, but. It's because Daniel saved
the
day.
The town and the whole thing.
Yeah, he went out to get the girl and the storm.
It's a little convoluted.
I've done a couple shows with Daniel's son.
Ralph Macchio.
Yeah. And I got to sit next to him.
Cool guy, right?
I thought he was really cool. I just kept, you know, like it's Danielson. Like I just couldn't get over the fact that it was him.
It'd be more impressive if it was Elizabeth Shue, but it's,
there you go. I knew that was coming out. I knew that was coming out.
You just can't control it.
So, Ben, when Amy from Villanova got the George Went, like 2 weeks before, like literally like two weeks before he died, cameo for my birthday, her first attempt was Elizabeth Shue.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's a good girlfriend.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
It is. Very nice.
Right?
Lucky guy.
So, George Went.
But she's not on cameo.
George Went passed away right after you did that.
Yeah, it might be the last one he did.
Some are saying it's because he had to do it for Joe. You know?
Okay,
it was
so
such a low
Mickey
point
gets
for him.
Pushed. Mickey gets pushed in Rocky.
Yeah, that's three. Like the push.
Rocky 3.
Yeah,
Mickey gets pushed. You are convinced that was murder, right?
Manslaughter.
Sorry, manslaughter. I'm sorry. Yep. The legalese.
Yep.
I'm not gonna draw a correlation.
No, but you're trying. But you realize you're in territory where you can't close the deal.
It's a little too far.
It's hard to close that deal.
Yeah. It was like Ben Simmons approaching the rim. Like he's got a good shot, but then he realizes he doesn't.
I lost confidence.
He doesn't have the game to pull.
Where's
it off.
Where's Matisse Thybulle? I'm throwing it to you, Matisse. Uh-huh.
So, guys, if the Pacers win, are they the worst champion ever? And I'm not trying to disrespect.
No,
I'm not trying to disrespect them. I mean,
they are the most nondescript champion. Yeah. I think.
Well, they're certainly the worst NBA champion
Unlikely.
Ever. But they might be. Definitely that too. Like they're the worst.
Well, I don't know. There've been some hockey, like eight seeds that run to the end. You know, weren't that great.
But they normally lose. Yeah, the Blues, I guess, won.
The Canadiens in '93 were. I think they were an eight seed, weren't they, or something like that?
I don't think so. Were they?
I think they were a lower seed.
And they had Patrick Waugh.
No, they haven't had a Canadian team win
since 32 years.
Since 93.
I was saying in 93, I think they were a lower seed, but I could be wrong.
All right, let's ask Ben Davis. Let's see if he knows his 93 Canadians.
Oof.
Here we go.
I don't.
Here we go. You can get this, Ben.
Okay.
A tremendous flyer acquired, not too long after the 93 Cup. scored two goals in overtime to win a game for the Stanley Cup winning champion Canadiens in 93. And he's a great Flyer.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know this.
You and James definitely know it.
I have no idea.
John LeClair won, I think it was games 3 and 4, I think. Back-to-back games, Stanley Cup winning goals. Yeah.
I had no idea he played for the Canadiens.
John LeClair, because they got LeClair and Desjardins from Mark Recchi.
Wow.
Yeah, that was what kind of supercharged the whole thing. And Recchi, of course, went on to have an incredible career, but it was an amazing trade. Because you got a power forward and a great defenseman and with Lindros, and then they were off.
God, that team was so much fun.
That group back then, it was fantastic. Yeah. I mean, when Lindros would step on the ice, I would say in my lifetime, other than maybe Ryan Howard in 06, where like you couldn't change the channel because he could hit a homer at any moment. When Lindros, and I mean Iverson too. But like, man, when Lindros would get on the ice, I mean, he was like a freight train. I mean, he was just, Lindros was so unbelievable.
And to see, you had to see it in person.
Yeah, you did. And you could never get the puck from him. And he wasn't necessarily fast, but he would just steamroll
guys. He
and
steamroll
he would just
guys.
Weave in and out.
He would weave.
And no one could get the puck
from him. He had great hands.
Kind of like Jágr in that sense.
Well, Jágr was something like, too.
Yeah. But he would, and then he would just find a way and then just score.
He was incredible.
Like, it was so fun to watch.
Yeah, he was great. All right, let's do, as we do every Thursday at this time, little life advice with the hammer.
My life's a waste of time.
It's time.
I'm a tool.
For life advice with the hammer.
You know how rock bottom your life gotta be to get life advice from Joe the Camera?
The hammer.
I'm an idiot. Idiot.
All right, life advice with the hammer is brought to us by MHS Lift. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handle and equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, get yourself to MHS Lift. .com. Seltzer, what does someone need help with?
I'm hesitant to ask this question because I feel like this person, Barry, who asked this question, could ask 10 million better people this question than you, but I'm going to ask it because that's the segment. Okay.
First comment is get a new name.
Hammer.
I mean, Barry.
What?
That's a
What's wrong with Barry?
Below
Barry
average.
White? No, it's not.
A below average name.
Barry is a strong name.
Nah.
Barry.
Nah.
That's a good one.
Okay.
All right. Hammer. I've wanted to start working out for a while, but I always find an excuse not to.
Kidding?
I know. This is the question I got.
I'm a stalwart.
Can you share some of the ways you've kept at
this
it
is,
and continue to motivate
you know,
yourself
don't
that might be useful
out like
to
this.
Those of us who are struggling to get started?
All right. That's a great question because I have struggled with this for decades myself. So here's what I have found has worked recently and other phases of my life when I've cranked it up for a couple months.
When?
05, I had a good stretch. 2012, I had a good stretch. And 99, I had a good stretch. No, I remember them.
That's great.
99, 05, and 2012.
I remember them.
Yeah.
I'm a stalwart.
Well, 20 years ago, it was a great stretch.
All right, so structure is key. Got to have structure. Let me give you an example of structure for me. Everything I do, I write down on a piece of paper. I can see it. Like, I know exactly what I did the last time I worked out, or 10 times ago. Like, I can see it. Oh, and yeah. Obviously, you want to try to increase weights and all that kind of stuff. So, and increase distance and all that. So, structure on a piece of paper for me helps. Give you another form of structure. So, I have a calendar. You guys know my calendar has a million things.
Yeah, like sadly, we know about your
calendar. All this stuff I got to do on a daily basis. Every Sunday on my calendar, I have set workouts. Set workouts.
And who creates these?
I do. So, no, not what the workout becomes. Set the day of the workout. So every Sunday, I look at what I have up ahead. Like today, as an example, it's a tough one because I got the golf outing after the show. But you map out what is your availability. And I'm looking to do 3 a week. Now, I might increase it to 4 at some point. But the point is, I make sure I map it out at the start of the week. This week's going to be Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. So, like, create that structure. And then sometimes if you miss a day, something comes up, make sure you get it in by the end of the week. So, that's number two. And then number three, I would say,
Not groundbreaking stuff.
Well, I was asked the question. I'm answering the question. Number three, I would say, is have someone in your life that knows what you're trying to accomplish and can be a support.
Anthony,
yeah. That can both prod you and pat you. Pat you on the back. But more than anything, prod you when you need the prodding. And if you create those three things, you can get it done. That's my advice.
Get what? I'm so confused.
Work out more.
Work out more.
Work out more.
Yeah, okay. So you set 3 or 4 days a week is your goal.
And number four, you might want to have someone help, you know, create a program for you.
Hey, it is important. It is important to work out at least 3 days a week. If you go 3 days or more, you can actually make improvements. Yeah. If you work out 2 days, you'll stay the same. If you work out less than that, you'll decline.
Correct.
So 3 or more is optimal.
Yeah. So you're on the right track. Step number one is coming to the Hammer for advice. I gave it to you. Ball's in your court. Run wild, sir. That's life advice. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Chuck in Cherry Hill.
Oh, poor man.
Chuckles, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, crew. Joe, I think we have to penalize you 5 wins from Beat the Hammer for your comment yesterday, and then 5 more wins for your Schwarber. Listen, we went.
Can we
up
penalize
today.
Him for? He's portraying an athlete now. Like right. I'm starting to be bothered.
But
by
I
this.
Am.
He's pretending to be an athlete and answering questions about like working out and things like that. Like he knows.
And you guys see him. See, I have never seen him yet. So if
Chuck,
I got
people were impressed at the game yesterday with my physique.
All right. I'm sure. Yeah, no doubt about it.
Who? Right. Someone said that?
People. Yep. Multiple people.
Yes, Hammer!
What person?
I can't divulge that.
A secret person.
I can't divulge that.
It was a secret person. An invisible
no,
person.
I did hear,
an imaginary
I
person.
Did hear it from about 2 or 3. I don't remember which ones. Couple said it to me. Yeah.
And what did they say?
Well, the way you guys describe me on the air, you think I'm
I don't describe
no,
you on the
you
air.
You would think I'm an ogre.
Hold on.
All right.
Have I ever said anything along those lines?
Once again.
You're an
older? No, but you've insinuated that, you know.
No, not at all. Okay. I think you look slender.
Thank you.
He does look more slender.
He does look skinnier, yes.
So you
have a long way to go.
With your belly, yes.
Really?
100%. Yes.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear that.
Wait, what?
With your belly.
His belly is smaller.
Over about the last month or two?
I'm just being honest.
I agree with you. And Ben, you're saying the last like month or two, right?
Without a doubt. 100%.
Thank you.
Hold on. That's not like overwhelming sentiment that he thinks you're doing a good job.
Well, he doesn't know everything behind closed doors, but he's saying he's noticing
it's
some
very
difference.
Noticeable.
Thank you.
Yeah. What's very noticeable? His belly?
His belly is shrunken.
Thank you.
What? I agree. I'm being honest.
I agree. I had the Chip Kelly. I had the Chip
line.
Kelly belly, and now I'm moving toward like the Brian Dawkins belly.
Yeah, you're not moving toward the Brian Dawkins.
No,
belly.
Anyone's getting there.
No,
no. Dude,
all right, Chuck. What do you got on the Phils?
I got my executive team here, and they're listening. Going, so that's what you do 3 times a week. Oh God. Anyway. Listen, Ben's still in the studio, right?
Yes.
Ben, you still with us?
I'm still here.
Shake your head yes or no. There's no way in the world that the Phillies would put Schwarber back in left field, full-time commitment, and make our last-ranked defense today, minus 40, worse. You could never, ever commit Schwarber to play in left field, Joe. He was a minus 2.5 D war. That is a disaster. And what he did, Joe, hear it out, he played neutral. So if you say, why was Schwarber's lifetime war only 11 2 years ago? Think about that, how good he was offensively. 40 home runs
Chuck,
here.
Chuck, you're ready for this? Schwarber's defense. You ready? Chuck, here we go. Schwarber's defense is better than Rojas and Marsh's offense.
That doesn't work that way.
But it does. But I'm trying to replay. Hold on, Chuck. I grant you, Schwarber stinks in left field. I'm not an idiot. But let's not act like I'm acting like it's about replacing something that's stellar out there. I'm trying to get guys off the field who I'm sick and tired of seeing. I'm sick and tired of seeing Rojas and Marsh. They're not good. I don't know what to tell you, man.
I'm trying to take this to a level that says baseball already computes this. We don't need
I don't
you.
Care. They, I compute my ass. Compute.
Well, that's where you're wrong. That's where you go off the rails and concede. He just conceded the point when you say that, Joe.
Chuck, you know I love you. I just got to jump you every once in a while. I mean, you're acting like I'm trying to replace Barry Bonds in left field. I don't have Barry Bonds.
But at the same breath, they had to hear bring Trout in, batting 210, missing.
Well, we were asking the question. Ben shot it down.
All right, here we go with that spot. This is kind of shocking. So take out his April. This cat's hitting .340. This is May and June.
Boom.
.345. okay? Close to 400 on base, 490 slug, and 860 OPS May and June. Nobody knows that. I didn't know that. But that's pretty good.
Yeah, no, Bohm's picked it up. He has. All right, Chuck, give me a big answer, man. You can win the gift card. Ultimate.
You know, all my answers are silly, but I'm going to throw in Brutus from Popeye.
Sure.
Remember he beat him, Popeye? He ate the spinach that he fought him back. Yeah,
but doesn't Popeye typically win? Wouldn't he be a better answer?
He wins it after the spinach. Yeah, that's why I like spinach to this day with garlic. Anyway, you guys all have a great day.
You too, Chuck. Always
yeah,
good
I think
to hear
Popeye
from you.
Might have been the better answer. I mean, that's it. Popeye could have won.
Popeye could have won.
Yeah, Popeye could have won.
He picks the guy that always loses.
Yeah, Popeye.
What is that?
And Popeye does it with the hands, too, like you wanted.
I think that confirms I was right in the disagreement. He acts like, and I love Chuck, I'm playing around a little bit, but he acts like I'm trying to replace these incredible outfielders that are great offensive players. I'm trying to get a 200 batting average off my lineup. It's not unreasonable.
I mean, look, they're already the worst defense, or one of the worst defensive teams in the league. Like, it is what it is. They stink defensively already. Like, at least you can improve a part of the team that also stinks right now.
And listen, if they can get a different left fielder that's not Schwarber and they trade for someone, good for that. Go for it. But if they don't, I'm open-minded to this. Rhea, Schwarber to left. Open-minded or not?
Extremely.
Because you're so frustrated with the guys out there?
I can't do it anymore.
It's brutal, right?
I mean, it's hard to watch.
It's really hard to watch.
But I get, the one thing is I get James concerned. I'm not worried about the defense because you're right. His offense will make up for that. It's getting hurt.
And look, I can't act like that couldn't happen.
I mean, it could.
It could happen. But, you know, I'm willing to take my chances. That's where I'm at.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.